This is episode 1942 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to our series on the virtues this week. As you can tell, I have a pretty bad cold, and I've missed the past few podcast episodes because I actually completely lost my voice. So I'm glad my voice is now coming back, so I'm able to record today's episode for you. This week, the focus that we'll explore throughout each and every day will offer you a meditation technique you can do as you meditate or as you go about your day. Remember, you can do the meditation techniques whether you're seated meditating or right in the busiest part of your day. The technique for today is an affirmation. Affirmations are positive statements that help you keep focused on your intention. And the affirmation for this week's series is a one-word simple affirmation. I'm sure you'll remember. I encourage you to repeat it when you wake up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, and at some point throughout your day. Those are powerful times to repeat an affirmation when you're more open and receptive before you start your day. And also, as you get ready to let the dust from the day settle and ease yourself into sleep. And then at some point throughout the day, as you take a pause, this is also a nice time to repeat an affirmation. So the affirmation is receive. The affirmation in last week's series complements this week's series. And the affirmation was to listen to your inner wisdom, to listen to your heart. In this week's episode, the focus is to receive, to open up and be receptive to what is right there before you. And as you repeat the affirmation, repeat it out loud a few times, and then repeat it to yourself silently. You'll notice a difference in how the affirmation resonates with you when you alternate your voice as you repeat it, and then as you take it inward and mentally repeat, receive. Before I guide you through a few rounds of the affirmation, I want to introduce the virtue for today. There's a virtue focus for each day of the week. 7 virtues for 7 days. There's also a deadly sin. The opposite of the virtue is the deadly sin. So the virtue for today is temperance. The deadly sin is gluttony. Temperance doesn't have to do simply with abstaining from alcohol. Temperance indicates restraint and moderation. When you think about your life, even the relationships you have, the way that you dress, the way you eat, the way you portray yourself, do you exhibit temperance? When I lived in Japan, I really admired the restraint in the aesthetics, such as in the decor, where there were just a few furnishings, or in ikebana, the Japanese flower arranging, where just a few branches and a flower would be used. And this allowed those few elements to be highlighted and to stand out. And so when you think about temperance in regard to yourself, you might think about how to allow your best qualities to stand out more. And as you allow your best features, your best qualities to stand out, you may notice that those more undesirable habits and features aren't as prominent. They become more softened. You might even think about this when you meet certain people that at first you weren't really attracted to them because there was something about them that turned you off. Maybe one of their habits or something in their personality or even maybe some way they portrayed themselves and how they looked. And as you got to know them, you realized that they actually are great people. So think about how you can use temperance to let your best qualities become more prominent by restraining more undesirable qualities. And this could be in regard to anything and to how you do your work and to how you walk around your neighborhood. Consider how you'll use temperance to live your life more authentically. The opposing quality to temperance, the fatal flaw, is gluttony. Think about where you may be excessive. You may be a dramatic person. You may laugh too much or too loudly. You may eat too much, dress too extremely. Whatever it may be, think about why you may feel the need to be excessive or over the top in particular areas of your life. We all have those gluttonous areas in our lives. So think about yours and how you might use more restraint to tame them. This is your focus as you meditate today and as you repeat, receive. Simply allow yourself to receive your inner wisdom as you apply temperance to your life. If you'd like the full guided meditations, those are on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks free. You are so worth slowing down for.